This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. It's been a tough year for the country's mayors with the intersecting pressures of a pandemic, economic losses, and racial upheaval. Here in Massachusetts, we will see a lot of mayoral races as mayors like Somerville's Joe Curtatone, Holyoke's Alex Morse choose not to run again. But a different mayoral story is playing out at the Moakley Courthouse this week as the corruption trial of former Fall River mayor and political phenom Jaisal Correa goes to the jury. Correa faces 24 counts ranging from extortion to wire fraud as he stands accused of stealing from investors who backed his smartphone app when he was an entrepreneur and extorting hundreds of thousands of dollars from marijuana businesses looking to operate in the city when he was mayor. Ben Burke, the South Coast Bureau reporter for the Publix Radio, has been covering the trial since it began and joins us now. Ben, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you, Tiziana.
So, Ben, I gave a quick glimpse there of the charges against Correa. Finish the picture for us. Why is he on trial?
So those 24 criminal charges fall into two pretty distinct arenas. The first is a startup Correa founded fresh out of college called Snow Owl. He's accused of siphoning money investors put into the business to buy things like a Mercedes and expensive trips to hotels, casinos, and expensive dinners at high-end restaurants. An IRS investigator said he spent almost two-thirds of the company's money on himself. And he was a charismatic businessman who brought in almost $400,000 in investments. The second arena that these charges revolve around is actually Fall River City government. So Correa was elected when he was just 23 years old. And he's accused after taking office of quite a lot of things. First off, he's accused of stealing nearly half of his chief of staff's salary. He's also accused of taking a Rolex from a landlord who wanted the city to pay for his water hookup. But by far the most lucrative corruption Correa is accused of is a pay-to-play scheme he allegedly set up to control the city's marijuana licensing. Weed had just been legalized, and several people trying to open dispensaries in Fall River claim Correa demanded secret cash payments to get his seal of approval.
So when were the first rumblings of concern, Ben? When did we first start hearing accusations? Was it before he was mayor, or did all of this come out once he was in office?
The mayor that Correa ran against when he was just 23 was a former district attorney named Sam Sutter. And on the campaign trail, Sutter was asking some pretty pointed questions about Snow Owl. I don't think anybody knew the feds were actually investigating Snow Owl until about 2 years into Correa's term, though.
So what's the defense's response to this? What case did they lay out during the trial?
So for the charges related to Correa's company, his attorney, Kevin Reddington, has argued that Correa simply didn't know that he couldn't use the money for himself. It was his company, so he felt the money was his to spend. That's not really how the laws governing corporations work, but the strategy that Reddington is taking there is intent. The judge told the jury that in order to convict Correa of fraud, they need to find there's proof Correa deliberately misled his investors. As for the alleged corruption at City Hall, Reddington is focused on discrediting the witnesses who say they passed bribes on to Correa. Reddington is trying to say basically that these middlemen were out scamming for themselves, and once they got caught, they were willing to, quote, dance the dance for prosecutors in exchange for lighter jail sentences.
So Correa has been really politically resilient, Ben. I remember we covered it here on WBUR when, remarkably, he was both recalled and reelected to office in a single night 2 years ago. So where's public sentiment toward him in Fall River now?
That recall was an incredible night, but it might have more to do with how the election was structured rather than a sign of enduring loyalty in Fall River. Most voters in that election wanted Correa out of office, but there were five candidates running to replace Correa, including himself. So he won only about 35% of the vote back then, but that was enough to take it. And in the subsequent mayoral race, I think he only pulled in about one in five voters.
And that was just a few months later, correct?
Yes.
So what are we hearing from people in Fall River now that, you know, the prosecution and the defense have both made their cases and it goes to the jury?
Yeah, I think people are concerned that this case is going to cast a negative shadow on Fall River. There are a lot of people there working hard to help that city's economy recover, to bring that city into another era. And I think they're hoping that, you know, people see this as something from the past, that the city's moved past.
So is there a sort of sensational tinge to all of this, Ben, or has it unfolded as a pretty matter-of-fact trial?
Trials are quite slow. So as somebody who's been sitting there on a wooden seat in the courtroom, I would say it feels remarkably tame. A lot of these accusations we've heard for several months.
Any highlights?
Yeah, absolutely. Jaisal Correa's ex-girlfriend actually took the stand during the trial to testify about various gifts that he bought her with money from Snow Owl. Some of those disclosures were pretty personal.
So now, how long could the jury be deliberating? There are 24 counts, and I understand they have to consider them one at a time.
The short answer is we simply don't know. You know, it could take several days, but the jury room is a black box that we cannot see into. All the reporters that are covering the trial are glued to this Zoom feed waiting to see when they come out.
Does that include you? Do you have it in the background while we're talking?
Yeah. But tomorrow I've got the golden ticket and I'm allowed to go into the courtroom myself. One reporter is allowed in per day because of COVID restrictions.
Okay. And Ben, last question. If convicted, what kind of sentence could he face? And when would that happen?
Typically, sentencing occurs about 3 months after the conviction in federal court. Since we don't know which of these charges are going to stick, it's impossible to say what the sentence is going to be. But I did ask a law professor who's been following the trial, Michael Yelnoski, to share what he thinks. And you know, he said if Correa is convicted on all 24 charges, he could be facing 5 to 10 years in prison.
All right. That was South Coast Bureau reporter for the Publix Radio, Ben Burke. Ben, thanks so much.
Thank you.